Before President Bush left for the G8 summit that's currently underway in Avignon, France, he pushed through Congress a $15 billion global AIDS initiative. The idea was to use it as leverage to convince other members of the Group of Eight to donate money to the fight against AIDS. The French have praised the plan, but so far no country has matched the U.S. contribution. And as NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, administration critics say the initiative is a hollow promise.
The United States Congress gave President Bush the authority to spend $3 billion next year on his plan to fight AIDS in 14 African and Caribbean countries. A third of that would go to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, but the administration plans to do neither. In the budget President Bush sent to Congress, there is just $200 million for the Global Fund. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says the U.S. can be more effective by assisting countries directly.
Clearly, the commitment to the Global Fund is still there. The other countries would be perfectly fine that they would like to make a much greater proportion of what they do go into the Global Fund, because one was never meant to supplant the other. They were meant to complement each other.
The Global Fund is a creation of G8 leaders from its meeting in Okinawa 3 years ago, a response to United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan's appeal to help poor countries battle diseases that hamper development. Supporters of the fund, like economist Jeffrey Sachs of Columbia University's Earth Institute, says there's remarkable incoherence between what G8 leaders say and what they do.
We have to keep the truth in front of us, which is that we're not doing our part, Europe's not doing its part, the Global Fund cannot do its part.
So far, the Global Fund has approved over $1.5 billion for 153 projects in 92 countries. In Paris this weekend, the United Kingdom scaled up its contribution to $280 million over the next 5 years. And France said it would triple its donation to $150 million after next year. That falls far short of the $1.5 billion the fund now needs.
And yet we have so far remarkably said we're not interested. We'll give a pittance, $200 million. That's 70 cents per American is the contribution to the Global Fund.
At a meeting of the Global Health Council, which came to a close this weekend in Washington, Stephen Talagendi from Uganda spoke for many health workers who are baffled by the unkept promises of industrialized countries.
I'm very angry today. The G8 countries have failed to contribute their pledges. But my anger is caused by the fact that a country like Uganda managed to raise its $2 million pledge, $2 million. Why a G8 country failing to do so?
That's one poor country contributing to other poor countries. Relative to its economy, that's about four times as much as the U.S. has pledged. So far, the president has requested about half of what Congress has authorized to fight AIDS around the world. The administration says it wants to start slow and spend more in later years. Over the next 5 years, the president has committed to spending $15 billion on AIDS. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.